Prime ministers
and presidents
may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive
and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition
remains.
Thank you. Well, who would have thought it? August 2022 was when the band called Astro Yeti received their British unveiling with respect to, obviously, the delights of the Midweek Drive there. And since then, they've just gone from strength to strength. We still don't know what that secret code is, though. We're looking for it, but there ain't no secret code.
Turner Harrison.
Welcome back to the Midweek Drive. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, great to connect with yourself. And I have to say, we couldn't connect with you live as far as the wonderment of the Midweek Drive was concerned. That'll happen, I've no doubt. But we played your latest single to the Assembles team yesterday, and unanimously it was deemed to be a fantastic insight. One of the most interesting comments we actually had about Blazing Road, of course, was that it would be great to drive through Arizona too. So I don't know if you had Arizona in mind when obviously you're based in Miami, but
I wrote Blaze when I was on a road trip with my wife, who was then my fiance, and we went on a trip to Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, and I love that area. If you see any of my past videos from my previous projects, you'll see that I'm kind of obsessed with the desert out there. The video that's going to be released tomorrow for Blaze is kind of shot out there too. So you'll see a lot of that out there.
Well, you know, who would have thought it? Obviously, Jessica Virtus, who might be joining us on this particular call, actually, she would have thought, well, you know, obviously it was connected within that whole side of things. We welcome Matt Smith, of course, who launched the whole project, etc. Not to be confused, as we said, on his first piece with the delights of the Matt Smith who played Doctor Who. So that's all good. Matt, obviously, keeping an eye. A bit like, I suppose, the legends of Colonel Tom Parker would actually look after Elvis and so on. You see, he's in the background there.
Oh, hopefully he's not going to Tom Parker us. Come on.
I'm just here to observe.
Thank you, Matt. Very good. Like a kind of extraterrestrial life force from beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. It's cool. That's all sorted out now. And we have, of course, the ace drummer. Actually, I say drummer. I say rhythm section. I say all sorts of things from this point of view. Just show. I'm just remembering incorrectly in terms of when you connected with this whole piece. You do provide the wonderful reggae kind of rhythm to the whole thing. Is that not true?
Yes, tried very hard.
Genuinely succeed in the whole purpose of the whole
thing.
You know, that's the sort of the essential side of life and the rest of the sort of bits and pieces within that. So 2/3 of Astro Yeti are now effectively with us. So that's good in terms of the actual way forward. As we said, we're working through that. We've also got the fabulous Kathy Manso, who, guys, we can actually reveal is originally from Miami. And I think, you know, she'll have a number of Miami-based questions for the whole sort of aspect of that one of you. I was just sharing, Kathy, with the guys that the latest single, Blaze, went down very well on the Midweek Drive Live yesterday, did it not?
Oh, it did. We all received it really well. We all were saying how it was perfect for a road trip.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Perfect for a road trip. Not just in Arizona, etc. So, Kathy, would you like to actually quiz these guys? I think you've been pretty much blown away. I know on the first show that we welcomed them to the Midweek Drive, we had Chloe Rose, we had Pamela Suman, etc. This time round, we're going American with a big sort of theme here. So maybe Jessica Buss will join us. But of course, your good self, Kathy, also a trained musician based originally in Miami, since moved on to all sorts of things. Kathy, over to you. Quiz the guys.
Oh, man. Quiz them. Well, I guess I saw that you guys perform a lot at the Green Parrot, which is in the Keys. But what other what are your places when you go to Miami, or do you perform in Miami yet?
Well, we haven't performed yet. Mm-hmm. But we're also, you know, looking forward to play everywhere and anywhere we can, especially Miami being such a, you know, I think it's like perfect crowd for what we play to, because, you know, there's such a mix of listeners and genres in general, you know. So like I think we will have fun playing in Miami.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, then this is my next question for you. Do you have dream venues? And it doesn't have to be just in Florida, but a dream venue that you'd like to perform.
A dream venue?
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks will be definitely one other than Boulder.
We'd like to get out west at some point, I think.
Yes.
But it seems like our music is being well received in Europe, and that's where I have most of my experience. I toured Europe for 10 years with my old band, and I have a lot of contacts there. I lived there. So we'll probably start out touring in Europe. Our first big tour will probably be there, and maybe up the East Coast, because we have a lot of contacts from the snowbirds in Florida, you know, and other musicians who come down. So we'll probably start out with the Northeast United States and Europe tour, and then after that try to move west. I was talking actually this morning to someone in Lake Tahoe who's trying to book us, so maybe we'll get out west this year. We'll see.
Oh yeah, no, they'll love you out west. Are you kidding me? I lived in Southern California for a little bit, and this is exactly right up their alley. So awesome. I think I see a lot of success for you guys. Well, what's happening now? What's your current focus right now with your music, especially with your latest being released, Blaze?
So we're just kind of Blaze was the last, I would call it single. It's really just the last video that's being released from the album, which we released the whole album last week, finally. And it was kind of a year and a bit in the works. And now I would say that album was so much work and so long in production that now we're just moving forward. I think it finally, that was our debut album, and it gave us our legs to really find our sound and all that kind of thing. So now we know what we want to do, and we're more focused musically, I think. So we're just moving on to the next album. That's the answer.
And hopefully it will be a faster, quicker process, because now we know what not to do when it comes to the process of the recording and the songwriting and everything. And I think we're finding our sound. So it's gonna be moving rather quickly, hopefully.
Well, Hiram, you can't hire a genius there. Just again, in case people are actually wondering, who are these guys? We've got Turner Harrison and Hiram Gazzaro, of course. I presume Mark King is actually represented by the soul that's currently actually.
Well, this guy kind of has a mohawk too, so
yeah.
Mark's supposed to be on his way, but you know, we're on an island.
Okay. Island time.
It's all right. I mean, you know, we are officially designating this show the Astro Yeti show. So we're focusing very much on that whole aspect. And I want to actually just briefly talk about the next track we're going to actually hear, because obviously Blazed is something we'll come back to. But sure. One that I do like, which I think certainly addresses the reggae we talked about in the last one, is Box Wine. So talk to us a little bit about Box Wine, and we're about to listen to it now, etc., and why it's just an awesome routine. And thankfully you moved on obviously from sweets in the first one with Long Road to possibly wine in this one.
Sure. Well, Box Wine was Marky's creation. He wrote that song originally, and then we kind of developed it together musically after that. And it's about the relationship between people and people in general, I think. So it was originally entitled One and One, and that's the name that he wants, that he thinks it should be called. But we chose Box Wine because of the formation on the fretboard when you play the song. It kind of just is a repeating box. And we, in the studio, we were joking around that it's just like this is our Box Wine. It's like, we drink this to just feel okay. You wouldn't feel great, you just feel okay.
Yeah.
But the song actually got the title because of the formation of the chords on a guitar fretboard. So, what else can I say about it, really?
No, I like. Say nothing. Let's listen to it. We'll be right back.
If we come together, yeah, you'd known all along, but you got to have to love him before you turn to stone. Well, I'll be there on the other side, oh, where the sun shines down. But I'm in the mud with my pride until I hear the sound. Come together, now scream to the ether, plead for a little more together.
All right, the joys of boxer wine. There, we're speaking to two-thirds of the awesome group, which is Astro Yeti. Of course, that's Turner Harrison and Hiram Gazzaro, with their manager keeping a wonderful eye, like the Watcher in the Marvel Universe, kind of like, you know, keeping a general sort of overview of the whole thing, which is good. That's the wonderful Matt Smith. Guys, when last we spoke, of course, Pamela Suman was with us. I know she's still desperately keen to feature you on New York Real Talk, so that's great from that point of view. But share with us the story of this cosmic journey, that, you know, we were introduced to with the van, with the sort of trip from that. How is that panning out now? Are the aliens still effectively on our side, or have they decided, I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm going to start supporting Ron DeSantis, for instance.
Well, one group of aliens is on our side, and then there's another group of aliens that stole the first group of alien spaceship, and that's why we picked them up as hitchhikers in the video Long Road, and they ended up powering our van with a special power source that allowed them to take it to space. And so at the end of the first album, our Muppet band goes out on their own. And goes back to space capers, which are crime solving in space. It all seems a bit overwhelming, but there's some Muppet members to our band, and they're going to have a separate series, is the plan. So we film a series with these puppets, and they within the series, the music videos fit into the plot.
It would all make sense.
It will all make sense.
Having actually worked with Kathy Manso for over a year now, I can see this. It just fits. I can understand the whole Miami experience now. I kind of now understand Kathy Manso a lot more and her Miami background with respect to this. Anyway, Kathy, over to you.
Well, I feel really foolish because I didn't do enough research, but I'm so sorry not to know the name of the alien / puppet. So I would like, could I please be introduced? Aliens and puppets.
Sure. We have a few of them here. This is, yeah, get that guy.
They're shy. They're hanging out in the background.
I get it.
Thanks. It's understandable. Sometimes people get a bit concerned.
So these are all members of the crew, although there are 7 members of the Space Capers crew. So these are only 4 of them, which I happen to have with me at the moment. this guy is kind of the muscle, though he's just a teddy bear, really friendly guy. And he takes care of navigational planning. This guy is kind of, he's the second mate, I guess, or first mate. He's first mate. And he's kind of the brains of the operation because the captain's a little aloof sometimes. This is Starboy. He's kind of, I would call him a narcissist. And he's competing for Cosmic Idol for the third year in a row. Right. He got to round 2.
Yeah, last wanted year. To get on the
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
And in the spirit of obviously transatlantic cooperation, I thought I'd bring a little bit of joy into the whole sequence as well. Joy would like to say hello too. So, you know, it's all great there. So very excited to be meeting the genuine sort of folk from Astro Yeti within that whole field. So the mission's going well, which is important. So that's fine. The other course track, which again we want to feature today because it just sort of opens up a whole range of things. It's a little bit scary. I'm not surprised they came out sort of back end of last year. Possibly again it can be revisited when we go into Trick or Treat Land and Halloween and so on. Is of course You Do Voodoo Too. We'll be right back. Any thoughts on You Do Voodoo 2 in terms of how that emerged?
Well, You Do Voodoo 2 is our Halloween song, and in the adventures of the hitchhiking Muppet Space Capers, we come across a swamp where the van gets stuck, and the only house nearby ends up being a voodoo shack run by a witch doctor of sorts. And You Do Voodoo 2 is about how everybody has a little pseudoscience going on, a little mysticism these days. It's I think there's a lot of misinformation in the news and elsewhere, and the misinformation leads us to latch on to kind of magic, as you would say. And it seems like there's a resurgence of that now, that in the 90s and early 2000s, I think that mysticism was waning, and now it's back in pop culture. So,
well, I think I also wanted to clarify that it wasn't a sequel, so there wasn't like You Do Voodoo 1 to actually sort of precede You Do Voodoo 2.
Right.
Easily confused. So, yeah, it's just a thought. It's lost in translation. And as the only kind of British soul actually here now that Jessica Burtis has joined us, Jessica is based in North Carolina, although she's currently established in Dublin, Ireland. And Jessica was indeed the soul who actually says that your latest epic was indeed ideal road trip material, I think you said, Jessica, in terms of listening to Blazed would be ideal. And as we found out from Turner a few moments ago, it was indeed inspired by his trek through Arizona.
No way. I was saying it sounded like something that you would listen to while traveling through the desert. That was like, it's Arizona, like New Mexico soundtrack. It's perfect. It's made for it.
Thank you. Well, we're dropping the video tomorrow for it, and it's mostly shot out there, so you'll like that if you're interested in it.
Definitely.
So I have to ask the question, Turner, and Hiram, of course. Have you ever performed in North Carolina?
No, I have not. No.
Wow.
I've played some. I used to live in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and I played there a lot by myself, but we haven't played as a band.
I mean, the reason I'm actually asking is it does tie in with Jessica's campaign to ensure the entire world is converted to sweet tea.
Yes.
You're pleased to know, Jessica, that after the show yesterday, Kathy actually went straight away for iced tea, as indeed a sort of a tribute to yourself, really, even though you obviously couldn't fly over from Dublin to join us. But, Jessica, would you like to explain, if indeed Turner and Hiram aren't familiar with the joys of sweet tea, they may well be, because, I mean, we've seen, with respects to Astor Yeti in general and these space creatures, they go crazy when it comes to sweets and so on. In fact, Hiram, was it yourself who actually ordered a whole ton of sweets from that well-known Jeff Bezos company and suddenly it landed in the video? We were a bit concerned about that, I think, the first time.
£10, actually, yes.
Amazing. Anyway, maybe sweet tea. Anyway, Jessica, would you like to sort of quiz the lads about sweet tea and maybe see if the aliens are up for that as well?
Yeah, of course. Have either of you really had sweet tea? Or since you've played in North Carolina before, I'm guessing you have.
Well, I'm from Tennessee, so I grew up drinking sweet tea.
Yes, of course. I have to ask, are boiled peanuts a big thing in Tennessee as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
I'm so glad to hear that.
This is what's left over from our gummy purchase.
Yes.
We still have them. Don't worry, they never go bad. They're fully chemical.
Yeah, it's nice to know that healthy eating is actually to the fore there. You know, other radio stations may actually try, but I think it's fair to say only Siren Radio will actually investigate the usages of boiled peanuts within the life of a musician. Yeah, it's important. Anyway. Jessica, back to yourself. Would you like to quiz two-thirds of the group Astro Yeti on life, the universe, and more?
I'd love to. I have several questions, but I want to make sure I'm not going to make you repeat any. But tell me if they've already asked. But has anyone asked what your name is inspired by, what Astro Yeti means to you?
Formerly, the band used we wanted to call the name the band Hi, H-I.
That was the first name of the band.
That was the first name of the band.
H-I.
And then we realized it was going to be a very hard name to try to market or like people to remember or get it a website or get anything with the just the, you know, you said the high is the most
used. It's like one of the most used words in the English language, of course, after the articles and things like that. So it's hard to get any traction on Google, you know.
Right. A little bit.
Yeah. So and then after I think 1,500 text messages between Turner, Mark, and myself, we just became with the space themed and the puppets and the, like so it all ended up kind of making sense to be Astro Yeti, you know, like and call it Astro
Space Yeti.
Space Yeti, you know, like
the everything. Captain of the crew is a Yeti.
Right.
And he's not in the room at the moment, but yeah.
He's fashionably late. Well, and I have to agree, you know, this is something which regularly, as you can, I mean, sometimes you feel yourself being possessed by a space alien and becoming, you know, almost a panda by comparison. But, you know, it's okay. I think we're safe here. Maybe it's just what we do in Britain. You know, it's just that crazy sort of thing, really. Anyway, sorry, carry on, Jessica.
Yeah, and I'm curious about how you choose your song names as well, because I know some people can get it from random taglines or it takes them a while to think about it. So how do you come up with your song names?
So some of the song names are lyrics within the song, and other ones we came up with in strange ways, like Box Wine we were saying earlier. It was just the formation of the chords on the fretboard of the guitar were a box, so we ended up calling it a Box Line. I don't know, it was a joke in the studio. You get delirious in there, but yeah, I would say most of the lyrics, most of the names are included in the lyrics of the song, and this wasn't a concept album. Every song was kind of different, and then we kind of wrote the plot of this puppet show through the order of the songs on the album. So it's kind of the whole album is one long road trip, basically, with different events. Yeah.
So do you kind of conceptualize each of your albums like that, almost like the like a rock opera type, or do you kind of want to make them all a bit different?
I think we're going to make every album different for sure, but I would say this first album, we didn't initially conceptualize like that, but we wrote it in such a short period of time that it ended up that we had some common themes, you know, because when you write one song, the mind goes to the next step, to the next step, you know, and if you write over a few years, then your songs will seem very disjointed. But if you write in a couple of months, the whole album as a piece, then it ends up kind of flowing together in a certain way. And that happened for the first album. For this next album, I am trying to write things that will make it more of like a rock opera. Yeah, I would like to have a concept album, not a rock opera, but maybe, you know, a rock puppet show.
Yes. Symphony, puppet symphony.
Puppet symphony.
A puppet symphony, that should be a new genre.
Puppet symphony.
It would certainly work.
I don't know if there's a huge audience for Puppet Symphony, but, you know. We'll
there's see. A huge audience for Puppet Symphony. I can really back that.
There we are. You see, it's been confirmed. And in case people are wondering, of course, Mark King is here, because you can see Mark's just behind me now. And indeed, you're your first thing. So, you know, he's there. He's going to personal avatar in the whole thing. And just as well, we shared, obviously, Joy. I have to point out that we've also got Jesse as well with us.
Awesome.
All interconnecting together. You know, well prepared.
It is.
Kathy, any other questions you'd like to put at present to at least two-thirds of Astro Yeti?
Yes. So, I mean, Jessica nailed so many of the questions that I wanted to ask, so I really appreciate it. But I guess I have so many questions about the puppets, because they grab me. Did you come up with a design for the puppets, or did you find the puppets? Like, how did the puppets choose you?
So the puppets chose me originally. I found a puppet maker in It was really hard to find puppets, first of all. It's much harder than you'd imagine to get good quality puppets. The first puppet I got was a puppet of me that one of my friends made in the Czech Republic where I used to live. And she made it as a present and sent it with my brother when he came to visit me in Florida. So, and that kind of sent me down the rabbit hole of needing more puppets. And then this particular puppet maker, this was actually the first puppet that I got from them, and they designed this out of their heads. And I just really like the construction. Everything's super professional. It's definitely like film quality work. And so I ended up ordering a lot more Muppets from them. I think 12 or 13, I can't remember, but a lot. And you won't imagine the money and time I have invested in puppets. It's ridiculous, you know, but they designed a lot. They made one of Hiram, one of Marky, and they made some other ones according to designs. And then I bought some other ones that I liked that they had already made. Yeah. So it's kind of a hodgepodge. Yeah. But sourcing the Muppets was a huge undertaking. And I found these really awesome guys on Etsy. Etsy is the best place to find that stuff.
Well, and it's impressive because, like, I mean, I think everyone now, anyone listening is going to be like, wow, Kathy's really into puppets. But it's like, no, it's, sure. Well, it's such a layer of creativity because you have to create music around your, you know, and so yeah. You have them in mind as you're creating it, whether you're writing or conducting a song. So, you know, you are creating something that's just truly creative and that has to be challenging.
Yeah, well, I've always been interested in every aspect of creation, not only music. Music's just one aspect of the production of a band or anything. And I love making the video. I make all the videos myself. I love, you know, visuals. I make all of our album art, our CD art, I mean, our single art. And I'm going to hand print the vinyl covers and stuff like that. So I like to do stuff by hand if I can. I like to do it myself.
The merch is all
merch. We all handmade that. Yeah. Yeah. So we try not to like just be a typical band that has music on offer, and if you like it, then they have a company that makes their videos, and you can order their shirts and stuff like that. We want to be a real experience, immersive experience. So even if we have 5 fans and they're diehard fans, then I want to give them something crazy every month to look forward to, you know, because that's the whole point of doing this, really, is to make fun stuff.
I mean, I've got to say, you're absolutely right when it comes to actually how puppets will actually choose you and choose their life in terms of, I mean, because obviously Joy comes along and then, of course, right. Jesse comes along before you know where you have it. Basically, you've got a sort of Kate Crusaders actually in there as well, popping up, you know, and then they're sort of battling for all sorts of other areas. And then you might even get our sort of official station mascot, Spike, who's actually putting in things to actually go crazy on the whole thing too. So, you know, it's a dangerous game, but, you know, ultimately, I feel it's leading towards world peace. That's my thoughts.
Oh, it's Apple. Yeah. Gotta watch out.
Yeah, take that, Vladimir. Jessica.
Yeah, I mean, well, I have a ton of plushies as well. They're all over the place. I think you can't have too many. Well, you made exactly. Look, Kathy's got hers. We've all got them. Yep.
We're all sorted through. In fact, yeah, the only sadness is that the Esther Yeti manager is puppetless, which is a huge tragedy. But never mind.
Yeah, I need to get one of him made. Totally. It seems so obvious now. I need a mat at the puppet.
It's coming.
I've wanted one, but my wife doesn't like me to have those kinds of things laying around.
Yeah. I'll keep it at my house.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite puppet, or is there one that's more like the mascot of Astro Yeti?
Yes, it's the Yeti. I'll get it. You talked about Yeti. Yes.
Don't worry, listener. Turner hasn't stormed out of the interview with some sort of fit of pique here, leaving Hiram behind. This is not the last interview Astro Yeti are doing. It's just the start of a horror routine. He's gone to fetch the puppet. It's very good.
We're getting the chief of the puppets. So the Yeti will be the one that represents the band We're up, coming up. There he comes.
And did you...
Here's the Yeti.
This is the leader of the puppet troop, Captain Yeti.
Oh, wow. He is very monstrous looking.
Yeah, but he's friendly, you know? Very.
Yeah. One should never judge an Astro Yeti by its cover, Jessica. You know, these are sort of fundamental exactly. aspects of the whole thing, and you know, it's in form there. So, Jessica, do you think Astro Yeti would actually go down a storm in North Carolina?
Oh, definitely. Actually, you should try and perform at my old school. It's great. There's like a little theater there where every band who goes there is just one of the coolest that you have ever heard of. And I feel like the vibe would be perfect. It's a mountain school. It's great. So it's Appalachian State.
Happy Appy?
Is that what it's called?
That's what we called it, yeah.
That's so funny. I went there and I've never heard that. I should have. That sounds fun.
Happy Appy. Standing. Still, never mind. It's like You Do Voodoo 2, the sequel. Kathy, back to yourself.
Oh, man, you gotta, all I can think, because this is just bringing me back to, you know, I went to Florida State, and I know you guys would kill it in Tallahassee. If, like, Tallahassee would receive you so well. Not only that, but if there's a station there, WVFS, they would have you on in seconds, because this is right up their alley. You'd be at so many house parties, so many different venues. People will remember the puppets. But I guess... I know you've talked about how you have plans to come back, come to Europe to do a tour, Northeast to do a tour, and then eventually make yourself West. But when can we sign? When can we get there so we can see you perform live?
Well, when
or where the fastest?
Yeah, Kathy's getting her private jet launched at present. Yeah. Really, she needs to know.
Look, I travel. I get around.
As soon as. You know, this interview gets spread around and people start hearing whether we're ready to play and that we're ready to come and just make, you know, people happy with our music or sad. I don't know how people want to take it.
Right now we play in Key West regularly.
Yes.
And we're basically, Key West is at the end of a Long Island chain, you know, but maybe the others don't.
No,
so
you're
getting
right,
off
you're
of Key West, getting off of Key West is like a feat, you know. You have to, it's a trek. You got to prepare for it. And so we're ready to go, but we need to build a solid tour to like actually leave the islands.
Right. It takes us about 3 hours to get to the mainland. It's, you know, so we need to go through all these bridges and stuff. So, but yes, we're playing once a week here in Key West on Fridays, at Hank's Hair of the Dog. That's the name of the place. And from 5 to 8 here in Key West, we're gonna try to, if we can, to make some live streams and, you know, just to get more people to watch us. Get more people to spread the music.
We're also playing February 2nd at Key West Theater. It's a big theater showcase. And then we're playing on March 18th.
March 18th.
At the Key West Amphitheater. There's a Kongtown Records Festival, basically, called Sea Level Fest.
Yes.
And we're playing there. So that's cool.
Yeah, we've got those.
I also know you guys mentioned about your merchandise. Where can we find your merchandise? How can we get to that?
Well, right now it's buy it at our shows kind of thing, but it is available on our website, but no one's bought one yet. You could be the first.
I will be.
It's an exclusive aspect. Will somebody over here and share the website, please? How can people actually find Astro Yeti online?
Yeah, astroyetimusic.com.
Yes.
Well, so far in this Astro Yeti special, we've heard Boxed Wine, we've heard You Do Voodoo 2, we heard a reprise, of course, of Long Road, and we're going to hear Blazed again in the very near future, actually in probably moments from now. But if we turn the clock back to August the 18th, 2022, when, of course, you made your debut as far as the Midweek Drive was concerned, we had Turner, we had Hiram, we had... Matt Smith, of course, in the background, sorting things through. It's very good. We had Chloe Rose and Pamela Suman as well. Mark King is with us. It's just obviously he's got time difficulties. He's gone into a time warp. That's the important thing. There are two classic questions, and I'm going to ask Jessica to put one of them to you and Kathy the other. So, Jessica, would you like to put the first question to Turner and Hiram on behalf of Astro Yeti from the Midweek Drive team? Jessica.
Of course. Have you both and the puppet had a reasonably interesting Zoomer with us today?
Oh, extremely interesting. Meeting new people, talking internationally over the internet.
Learning that we're not the only ones that like fluffies and puppets, and you know, I see them everywhere.
Yeah, that's what we all have in common, guys.
I can't believe, I mean, Matt obviously needs to actually speak very much to his partner and say, look, you know, I'm sorry, sweetheart, we need to actually have some more puppet connections in the house, if only to help us, you know. Anyway, what the heck, let's not go there, that's a whole other issue. So the next question, Kathy, is what, and you can put this to, of course, Captain Astro Yeti himself as well.
All right, so to the group, the team, Astro Yeti Band and Captain, will you be joining us again?
If you'll have us, we're here.
Yeah, and as I say, totally. We need to feature you on the Midweek Drive live. That needs to happen as well.
I love that.
From that point of view, yeah. So that's great stuff. Turner Harrison, Astro Yeti, of course, and Hiram Gazzaro, huge thanks. And also thanks to Matt Smith as well for helping to facilitate this as well. And looking after, I mean, Matt, presumably you need to look after these guys. I mean, Astro Yeti, he's a stranger in a strange land, you know, so clearly, you know, he needs to be, you know, it's like E.T. I mean, he might be wanting to phone home every so often.
Absolutely. I like to keep a close watch on them. They'll be in the studio again soon. And I just can't say enough about this album. It's getting a lot of radio play. I didn't see Gainesville. I just looked at my list, but we've got plays in Tampa and another Florida station I didn't recognize.
And Lincoln, England now. So, you know, that's always
Lincoln,
added to
England. Yeah, yeah. There we go.
So moving over.
Thank you so much for having us on again. I really appreciate it.
We always mean it. Honestly, there are some bands, some artists, we will never ask that question to. We will not say, basically, would they come back? So, you know, the very fact that we're asking that question is, I mean, Kathy can endorse this. You know, sometimes you just stop it. That's it. We'll move on now, basically. So it's all raised. It's also nice to see that Turner, you've changed your hairstyle from where you were back in August to where you
are.
Well,
I just have it down. It was the same style.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, those of us who are follically challenged, we give up such things years ago. So that's by the by. So Turner and Hiram, would you like to finally introduce together with Captain Astro the thing we're about to hear now, which of course will now have, by the time this goes out to the listener, of course, or is a matter of hours away from seeing the video of this as well, it's Astro Yeti and Glazed. Over to you guys.
Yeah, so this is Glazed. It's a song about the life of a classic car, which started in the 70s and is not over yet, but might end, you know, sometime in the future. And it's a love story between human and machine.
all alone.